Liba, giving you a dose of something green, green. It's a throwback track from Gecko Moon from way back. And speaking of green things, it's just gone 7:30 right now. It's Friday, folks. And it's time for us to get into another edition of this exciting new feature, the Micah Garden Show, proudly presented by your favorite BBS Micah at the Lifestyle Center Belito. And in the studio with me, green thumbs and all, we've got our Micah Garden host, Tracy Miller-Smith, is in the house with us. Tracy, good morning to you. How are you today?
Morning, Mike. I'm so well. I'm so well.
Well, listen, you're blooming, and this is the time. Look, we're heading into planting season. It's kind of a mini planting season at the moment. Am I right?
Yes, Mike. Autumn is such a wonderful time in the garden. I know, it's not spring and it's not summer.
It's like this in-between thing.
Yes, but there's so many plants that can be established now in the garden that it's a perfect time as the weather starts cooling off, believe it or not.
Is it going to cool off? Are you sure?
It's going to cool off.
We said last episode that, you know, we should be in autumn. It still feels like summer, but I mean, yes. I believe you.
But the days have got shorter, so that's in the gardening calendar is quite a big thing. It signals a lot of change in the garden. The number of daylight hours has a huge effect on gardens and plants.
Wow. And am I correct that we hit the equinox the other day? So now we are officially heading into shorter daylight and longer nighttime territory.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you know, if you are thinking of planting any kind of windbreak or any trees for your new home, autumn is an ideal time to plant these trees, because what actually happens is that as long as you prepare your soil very well before you plant the trees, it gives the trees their roots chance to establish in the soil. And right throughout winter, they're busy, you're not seeing anything
below
happen.
Below the surface.
Under the ground, they're busy. They are busy establishing their root systems, and they are establishing themselves. Amazing. So that eventually, when spring does spring, these little trees, little or large trees, will burst and start growing, and then you'll start seeing wonderful growth in the spring season.
Amazing. But you mentioned the importance of making sure that you've prepared the ground and the soil so that this winter time can really provide maximum nourishment and benefit to these plants trying to establish themselves. What is the best way to go about prepping your soil for a new a plant or a transplant?
Yes. So we'll talk about transplanting just now.
Is it a different thing?
It's a different thing. Okay. So we need to discuss it. But for both counts, there needs to be a well-prepared soil, a hole for the plant to be planted into. Mm. And, I'm sure if you sat down with your granny or grandpa, they would tell you all the ins and outs, because they were people of the land.
They know things.
Knew it so well. But we're trying to obviously make sure that all these, I wouldn't even call them tales, these beautiful disciplines, we do them in the garden, because that is really how it's best for trees to be planted. And the first thing is to dig a really large hole. The bigger the hole, kind of the better.
Do you find people kind of underestimate the size of the hole quite often, and they end up sort of squashing a root system into this thing that it really should be quite a bit bigger?
Yes. We can get away with a lot here at the coast because we have very kind...
forgiving soil.
Yes, forgiving soil and forgiving weather conditions. However, if you want your tree to grow well and as quickly as possible, it's best to do a really big hole, because you're actually making the soil around the new roots friable and easy for the roots to actually grow into. So a nice hole, normally, 800 by 800, depending on the size of the tree. Let's say you're planting a small tree, 800 by 800 or 1 meter by 1 meter.
That'll do.
Dig it out. And then that soil that you dug out of the hole, mix it up with lovely organic compost. And we normally put bone meal in that as well. Okay. Mix it into the soil. And then you backfill the soil. You backfill the hole with that soil that's been enriched with the compost. Okay. So that eventually the hole is then just the right size for the root ball of the tree you're going to plant.
And for that hypothetical tree, that sort of 800 by 800 or 1 meter by 1 meter, how deep would you typically go as well?
It would be great to go exactly 800 deep as okay, well.
Okay, so
yes,
perfect kind of cubic yes. dimensions.
Yes, it's a hard job, especially if you've got a property that's got yeah. clay soil. But it is, it'll pay off in the long run.
Amazing. You see, this is gold you're getting here. Free information from the expert, from the fundi. And look, that's the planting side of things. But we mentioned that transplanting is a different kettle of fish. And I think what happens often is folks plant it now, and they think this looks great, but they're not really thinking down the line, and a couple of years later, maybe that thing is now actually encroaching on a wall or getting, you know, its whole shape and profile has changed. What do you recommend on the transplanting front? How should one go about getting stuck in there?
Really, this time of the year, autumn, is ideal for you to take a walk through the garden and to actually identify those shrubs and trees that either you planted in a possibly not the ideal position.
No judgment.
Yes. And also, I mean, a lot of birds come into the garden and they distribute seeds that just naturally grow up in your garden. And if you haven't been keeping an eye on your garden, all of a sudden there are trees and shrubs in interesting positions in your garden.
Yeah.
Some of them are great indigenous plants that you could really enjoy and you're actually very interested in having in your garden, but they're just in the wrong place.
Yes.
So that's the point where you've got to identify those plants that need to be transplanted.
Okay. But now some of them might have a really, you know, quite a nice established root profile. Does that present challenges, or do you need to approach it kind of delicately?
Look, definitely there are some plants that really, as many of the precautions you take, just aren't good at being transplanted. And their failure rate is very high. And so you'd need to speak to a professional to know which plants those are.
You'd need to get eco-balance landscapes on the scene. And of course, I mean, that's Tracy's game. Tracy, you and your team are the fundies when it comes to all things with leaves and shoots. Obviously, if someone is planning a redistribution or a re-landscaping, you'd be able to really advise and to assist and to make sure that things get handled with care. Am I right?
Absolutely. Yes, Mike.
Ah, you see, now we're talking. So stick around, because on the other side of a quick little tune, we're going to be getting back into the garden, and we're going to be putting on our gardening gloves and getting our pruning shears out, because this is also the time when a little pruning goes a long way. Am I right?
Absolutely, yes.
You heard it here on the Micah Garden Show with Tracy Miller-Smith from Eco Balance Landscapes. Right now, for the love of gardening, is Bob Marley and the Wailers. Is this love? You know it is.